Give my love to each and every one of you tonight. And I need your prayers. Trying to talk with Tic Tacs in my mouth is a little challenging. But let's bow our heads. Dear Father, we humble our hearts before you in prayer tonight, asking you, Lord, to anoint the thoughts that you gave us to share. And we ask for wisdom and help. Lord, you know all things. Give us strength, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. The thought the Lord gave me tonight is peace. You know, we've been meditating, I'm sure you have, on the baby Jesus and how the Lord sent him here. He sent him here for a purpose.
That's right.
And one of the things that he has for us is peace. So as we reflect on it, we want to see how that this is, as an individual, God gives us peace. And then he gives us peace. You know, he wants peace for the world. We think about the angels that said, peace on earth, goodwill toward men. Sometimes when people look at that, they might think that we're going to have world peace. But I believe that he wants peace within our hearts as individuals.
Amen.
And that gives goodwill toward men, too. We get this through salvation. He came as a child to give us salvation. And when we have salvation, he gives us peace. Peace that passes all understanding. It's beyond what the world would think. Because, you know, the world, they think if things are going good, then you're going to have peace. But he gives us peace when things are not going good. And so it's such a blessing. Let's start out with Isaiah 9 and read 6 and 7. Now, I need somebody to read for me.
For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
Isn't this a beautiful scripture? He's given his son for us. And in this, it says he's the Prince of Peace. And then upon the increase of his government, there be no end. So this peace is everlasting. It's not just when things are going good, like we say, or when everything is wonderful. But this peace we can have in the time of trouble. There's a song, isn't it, that says something about peace in the midst of the storm? Does anybody know that song? If somebody knows it, can you sing it?
There is peace in the midst of the storm. There is peace though the world be raging. In the shelter of his arms.
Thank the Lord. Isn't it soothing to know that he's there in the midst of the storm? There are people today that this time of year is like a storm, because they've lost loved ones that Maybe we're here last year, or different things like that. But yet, when we have the Lord in our heart, we accept this great gift of His Son, then He's there right in the midst of those storms to give us peace. The other day when I was in the court, that was hard for me. Even since then, it's just like every day, every night, it stays with me. But right there in that courtroom, the Lord was giving me His word to lift my head up. And so He'll do that for us. He'll, through His word, through His Spirit, He will give us peace no matter what's going on. Let's go to Luke 1 and 26 to 33.
And in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God unto the city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin espoused to a man whose name was Joseph, of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And the angel came in unto her and said, Hail, thou that art highly favored, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. And when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb, and bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus. For he shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. And the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end.
See, we can say that he brought in the kingdom of peace, and there is not to be an end. It started then, and it continues on forever. You know, that's a blessing to know that we can have peace all the rest of our days, no matter what happens. I was thinking about my son, this Anthony. It was Mother's Day when I got the news. And you can imagine what that felt like when I heard it. But you know what? God gives peace in the midst of the storm. And I'm thankful for this peace. We can depend on it. We can bank on it, so to speak. We can stand our feet on it. The enemy will make us look at different things that's happening around us and begin to think, well, what if? What if? But you know, God doesn't want us to do that. He wants us to stand flat-footed on His word and on His promises that He will be with us. He said He will be with us through the storm, through the rivers and all. And so He gives us peace. He's not going with us and leaving us all upset and all, you know, in trouble. But He's going there. He wants to rely on Him, relax in Him, and trust Him no matter what. Nothing is too hard for God. Psalm 72, we want to read 1 through 7. We want to see how this peace, how long it lasts.
Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. And he shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people, and he shall save the children of the needy, and shall break into pieces the oppressor. they shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteousness flourish, and abundance of peace, so long as the moon endureth.
So you see, as long as the moon endureth, that means to me, as long as there's a world, it's not going to end, no matter what. And we would look around us and we see all the things happening, still yet, his peace still exists. What a blessing we have. You know, Jesus came to give us salvation, and through that, we get great peace. We get perfect peace. We can look in the scriptures when we feel just overwhelmed with things. We can look in the scriptures and take courage. Amen. Psalms 129 and 165. I believe I can quote that. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them. Yes. Great peace. Not a little bit of peace, great peace. If we love the law, you know, the word of God is such a comfort. It gives us peace in the midst of a storm. Sometimes we might not understand what to do. I remember one day I was praying the scripture. When my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that's higher than I. That's what I was praying. And you see, we have this as our comfort. If we can just stand on it, and God will help us out. Isaiah 26 and 3. I believe I could quote that one too. He will keep thee in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee. So, we get great peace and we get perfect peace. It's no flaw in it. It's not peace today and not peace tomorrow. He wants us to have peace all the time. Isn't that a blessing? Let's go to Isaiah 32 and 18. Thank the Lord. We can just bank on it. I'm thankful. Sometimes, don't you wonder how people manage without the Lord? When you have trouble and you can lean on him? It's wonderful to be able to lean on him, to trust in him. In him is everlasting strength. So people are looking for perfect peace, but we know it's inside. And when we get saved, he gives us this peace. We enter into his kingdom of peace. And then through his Holy Spirit, the scripture in Galatians, where it says, the fruits of the Spirit of love, joy, peace, long-suffering, and goes on. But peace is there. Because of the Spirit of God, we can have peace too, regardless of what we face. Let's go to John now, 14, 26 and 27. St. John.
Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things, and shall bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I have said unto you. Peace I leave with you, not my peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
Isn't that wonderful? We don't have to let our heart be troubled. He gives us this peace. He said, peace I leave with you. Jesus didn't leave us alone. He didn't leave us comfortless. When we need comfort, He will give us that comfort. And along with that, we'll be able to have peace. No matter what sometimes there's a lot of grief right now. A lot of sickness and a lot of deaths. But God gives us peace even when these things happen. Let's go to Colossians 3 and 15. Great peace have they that love thy law, and nothing shall offend them.
Also, you are called in one body, and be ye thankful.
We can just relax and accept that he wants us to be at peace. I want to tell you, what brought this thought to me was a situation that I was getting uncomfortable with. You know, sometimes you have certain ways you want things to be done. And if it's not done right, then it can kind of bother you. And the Lord brought the word peace. And he gave me all these thoughts of how we could be at peace. And even when things are not going the way we think they should, I believe he wants us to let the peace of God rule in our heart. Sometimes we got to back off of the things that we think so strongly about and let the peace of God reign in our heart. And not only so, he wants us to be peacemakers. We need to find ways to make peace. If there's a place where somebody is not very peaceable, we as his people with the Holy Spirit can make peace out of confusion. Find a way to make peace. And if we just back off and let the peace of God that passes all understanding, do you know what it is? The Spirit of God is going to pour into us solutions to make a peaceful situation. He's going to help us in the time of trouble, in the time of confusion and stress. He doesn't want us to be like that. He doesn't want us to enter into those kind of things. But we need to just calm down and listen to him. And the Spirit of God will teach us just how to deal with those things. Let's go to 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23. He gave us the Spirit of God to be our helper in every situation.
And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, completely.
Yes.
And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
God is a God of peace. He's not a God of confusion. He doesn't like arguing back and forth and trying to prove our points and stuff like that. He wants us as his people to exhibit that to the world. Whatever circumstance the person, maybe you are confronted with some negative things, God has a solution of peace. And this comes through the Holy Spirit. He said, may the God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, that your whole spirit and soul and mind be preserved blameless. He wants to do that for each and every one of us. This is what came with that little baby in the manger. This is what came. He was the Prince of Peace, and he wants us to have that peace as well. Philippians 4 and 7, well, we'll do 6 and 7. Be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. And the God of peace, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Oh, this God of peace wants to calm our spirit. He wants to keep us. He doesn't want our hearts to get all negative. I don't know how another word to say. He doesn't want us to get all upset and all bothered. Just calm down and let the God of peace keep our hearts and our minds. Our minds can just run away with us if we're not careful. But he wants us to be at peace, and he wants to keep our minds through Jesus Christ, through Christ Jesus. And this is what we got from him. Matthew 5 and 9 says, blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. He wants us to be peacemakers. You know, can I not have my way? Can I do something? It goes somebody else's way and not mine? Yes, because I can be a peacemaker, and I can just close my mouth. Sometimes to be peace, make peace, we have to just close our mouth. But we can do that through the power of the Holy Ghost. And so we want to be peacemakers. James 3 and 18. I think that probably needs to start 13. Who is a wise man and endued with knowledge among you? Let him show out of a good conversation his work with meekness of wisdom. But if ye have bitter envy and strife in your heart, glory not, and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. Where there is envy and strife, there is confusion in every good evil work. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. And the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace. You know, when we're not being peaceable, that is not the fruit of righteousness. We must do our part to be at peace. In one scripture, I think it might be in Peter, that says, be at peace with all men or something. 1 Peter 3 and 11. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous, not rendering evil for evil or railing for railing, but contrariwise, blessing. You know, this railing is like an argument back and forth. God is not in that. It says, knowing that ye are thereunto called, that you should inherit the blessing. For he that will love life and see good days, let him refrain his tongue from evil in his lips, that they speak no guile. Let him eschew evil and do good. Let him seek peace and pursue it. Yes. Let's put forth effort. We have to put forth, when we see something in strife and railing for railing, let's back off.
Yes.
And seek peace. Seek a way to bring peace. It's even good to be able to bring peace with other people. Sometimes somebody might bring a negative thing to us about someone else. Let's have a peaceable answer that will help that situation. Not make it worse, but help. Sometimes you might feel like I got to side with this or that one, but it's best to give an answer that is going to make peace between those people, even if it's not you, if it's others. We want to do all we can to exhibit peace, exhibit the peace that Jesus came here for us to have. Pray for me.